In a season that has been an absolute disaster, the brightest moment yet, an amazing comeback featuring our quarterback with no prep. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Travis Rogers. Thanks for making us a part of what you do each and every day. This is the part where I ask you to click that subscribe button on your podcast feed so you get your Rams content every single day, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Of course, I would also encourage you to go to our YouTube channel, Locked On Rams on YouTube. That is a great way to take in the pod every week as well. This is a unbelievably exciting morning for me after what we saw last night at SoFi Stadium, and we have a lot to get to. This is what I want to talk about on today's pod. Where do you go from here? What's next for Baker Mayfield after that sort of debut? What could the last four games of the season actually look like? That's coming up in just a little bit. Plus, I want to talk about what it is specifically that we saw from Mayfield, who did something that really may be unprecedented in the history of the NFL. Look, the Rams aren't going to the playoffs, but you saw something last night, if you were watching the game, that you will probably never see again. It was that unusual of an accomplishment. We will get to all of that as well, but not after I encourage you to check out follow me on Twitter at Travis Rogers. I mentioned to you, just click that subscribe button on the podcast feed and check us out on Locked On Rams on YouTube. Those are great ways to take in the pod. So let's just kind of get right into it. Here's the Rams win the game last night, 17-16. They snap a six-game losing streak. They got a win that they desperately needed that they hadn't had in over a month. They did it in come-from-behind fashion. In fact, that was the longest game-winning touchdown drive at 98 yards in the last 48 years under 2 minutes. It were 45 years, excuse me. Just an amazing turn of events. The game felt like the story was going to be until that final drive. Let me say it again. 98 yards, minute 38 to go, no timeouts with a quarterback who had not been in your building prior to the day before. It just still doesn't add up. They win the game. But what the story was going to be when the Raiders punted it away under 2 minutes to go, the ball takes a perfect Raider bounce, rolls down to the 2-yard line. It was going to be the story that we were going to talk about the next day would have been, hey, look, Baker Mayfield made some nice throws. He did a good job. He's clearly better than Wolford and Perkins. And let's see what happens over the last four games when he gets a couple of practices, a couple of meetings, and a little time with Sean McVay under his belt. That was going to be the timing. That was going to be the story. And then the drive happened. Now the story is entirely different. Now the story is, did this save the season? Did this make them compete through the end of the line? And here's what I mean by it. They're not going to the playoffs. They're 4-9. Okay. They're not a playoff team. They might not win another game the rest of the season. We'll talk about that in a second. I think that they will, but it's still the games that they have left, the remaining four, none of them are a slam dunk. All of them are kind of toss-ups, but you're much more in them now than you used to be. But what it did, what the win did, it much more than just your fourth win of the season, much more than just a fresh breeze through the organization. It allows you to go into those final four games, whether you're an offensive player, a defensive player, a coach, whatever it may be, to go in there and have something to look forward to, have something to be excited about, because that has been really absent over the course of the last month or so. Here's what's happened. The Rams come out of the bye, 3-3, right in the thick of things. And you're thinking, hey, this may happen. Again, they may get back in the playoffs, or at least maybe it's not a perfect season like it was last year, but they're going to be in the mix. Nothing goes right. You lose six in a row. But along the way, you have opportunities to tell yourself you have something to play for. Going into the New Orleans game, Matthew Stafford's coming back. Hey, we're getting the guy back that won us a Super Bowl. Let's see what it looks like with him. He gets hurt. We don't get to see him again. All right, that's great. The week after that, you have a game against Kansas City. National televised game, that late window, 125, one of the best teams in football, kind of a run back. The first time you've played the Chiefs since one of the great games in NFL history on Monday night, 54-51. And you're starting a third string quarterback in Bryce Perkins. There was something to play for because you don't want to get embarrassed on that stage. And they didn't. They lost the game decisively, but they didn't get embarrassed. They competed. Okay, good job on the players. Good job on McVay. Fast forward to Seattle, right? And now all of a sudden, Wolford is back. They're still, but you do have the Bobby Wagner revenge factor. And Bobby Wagner is clearly very popular with his teammates, an incredibly competitive player. And Bobby Wagner had the game of his life. A couple of sacks, an interception along the way. And while the Rams lost late, they had something to play for Bobby Wagner. Okay. What was there left to play for going into last night? What was there left to do this season other than get your own for who, for what, right? Across the board. The phrase in the NFL is you're going to let go of the rope. There's nothing left to play for. Can't psych myself into a Bryce Perkins game. I can't psych myself into a John Wolford game. Or I can't fight for Bobby Wagner or not to embarrass myself against the Chiefs. The rest of the schedule is kind of bad against bad teams. And you're 3-9. What the hell are you going to do? And then last night happened. And now you have a quarterback that's got a spark, a guy that's got an edge. And a lot of times that edge can be negative. I think that's one of the things that didn't work out in Cleveland for him. I don't think he really had a chance to do anything in Carolina. So I'll kind of throw that one aside. But when Baker Mayfield comes into your organization, there's a little energy to it. When he ran onto that field last night, there was a different energy to that team. And that first throw to Vanity, you're like, wait a second, what was that? You hadn't seen a pass like that in several weeks because Matthew Stafford hasn't been around. It was an NFL quarterback making an NFL throw. And the energy just changed instantly. And now with the win, that kind of win, that unbelievable come from behind win, was so unlikely and so inspiring. Did you see Sean McVay's face during the end of that game? He was ecstatic. Not Super Bowl ecstatic, but blank, yeah, let's go. Let's go through these last four games. Let's see what we can do. We've got a quarterback that can do some things. I don't know if we're going to win these games, but at least we have a chance to win these games. At least we have a chance to get out there and see what happens. And that's what happened last night. Not just the fourth win of the season. Not just that you might have found a backup quarterback moving forward. Not just that Baker Mayfield may have resurrected his NFL career, but rather the season was saved in the sense that they're going to compete for the line. They're going to hold on to that rope till the end of the line. They are. I mean, they now Monday Night Football against Packers, and you got a chance to win. Let's go see what we can do. Christmas Day against a bad Denver team, let's go see what we can do. The Chargers at home going against a team that might be competing for a playoff spot, might not. We can ruin their season. Let's go see what we can do, and let's go back to Seattle and get one more division win before we call this and see what we can do. That is what happened last night. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk more specifically about Baker Mayfield and what he was able to do with that team because it was truly extraordinary. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. This episode of Locked On Rams is sponsored by the BetterHelp Therapy Online, right? If you have been struggling with some problems, if you are dealing with something that you can't quite figure out how to get through, BetterHelp is a great way to do this, right? That you have this ability to solve your own problems, somebody to talk you through it, to kind of navigate you out of your own head and into solution mode, right? Not just turning the thing over and over and over in your head. BetterHelp lets you solve those problems. It makes it easier to get started because everybody deserves to feel their best. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched millions of people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists, and it is 100% online. All the benefits of in-person therapy, plus it's more convenient, it's more accessible, and it's more affordable. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If it doesn't click the way that you want it to, you can change therapist. It couldn't be easier. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for just the right therapist. Get unstuck with BetterHelp. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/lockedon. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lockedon. And thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen today. For your second listen today, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast, from the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports. Go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Mayfield. Let's talk about what he brought to the Rams last night, and perhaps even more importantly for him, what he brought back to himself. I don't want to overstate this. I try really hard to be in the moment without being hyperbolic, but I'm not so sure that Baker Mayfield didn't save his career or at least give by himself another chance to go do something somewhere else with another team if it's not here in Los Angeles. Because what you saw last night is why Baker Mayfield was the number one pick in the draft a few years ago. This was a guy that has presence, right? You can't really define it. You can't really articulate exactly what it is, but when you see it, you know it. John Wolford started the game for the Rams last night. He played one series. They went three and out. It looked like you know what. You're like, oh boy. Second series, chin strap buckled. Here comes number 17. He's running out on the field, Baker Mayfield. And you can feel the building kind of go, okay. You could feel the energy in the huddle kind of come up a little bit. And then the very first play, you're thinking, keep in mind, Mayfield had been there for 5 minutes. Moved on a Tuesday, travels across country, gets there Wednesday, does whatever preparation he can do on Wednesday, play Thursday night. What do they do with that first play? You think you turn around, hand it to Cam Akers, do a little screen pass, something super basic, right? Nope. We're going to drop him back. We're going to have him look down the field, and he rips a throw 21 yards down the field that's right here. It's just a dime, perfect, first down, let's go. Okay? Drives down the field, scores a field goal. It stalls a little bit in the red zone, but they get a field goal a long way. First drive, they score with Baker Mayfield. And all of a sudden, in the press box last night, you could feel it in the stadium, like, all right. I mean, no one had any expectations, but shoot, if nothing else happens, that's at least something that we got. That's different. And the ball comes out of his hand like an NFL quarterback. The energy in the building changed. There's no, look, Bryce Perkins and John Wolford doing the best they can, but they're second and third string guys for a reason. Baker Mayfield was the first pick in the draft for a reason. Baker Mayfield, the ball coming out of his hand looked entirely different than those other two guys. It looked like a real NFL quarterback. I'm not saying that Baker Mayfield's the second coming of Joe Montana, but what he is he's a starting quarterback in this league very recently, and he looked like it. And now you fast forward further into the game. There were bad throws. He turned the wrong way. They ran into each other a couple of times. All of the things that you would expect for a guy that had been in the building for 30 seconds. And then the drive, 98 yards, minute 38 to go, no timeouts, two-minute situation, right? These are things that Tom Brady does, that Patrick Mahomes does, Josh Allen, and he just did it. And Baker Mayfield just did it. And what it does is it gives the other Cleveland doesn't want him back, Carolina doesn't want him back, and the Rams have him right now. But the other 29 teams that are out there are like, huh, I mean, can my backup guy do that? Can my starter do that? And those are the questions that Baker Mayfield was hoping to get those guys to ask themselves. Is this guy better than what I have right now? Listen, he's not better than all of the starters, but he's better than some of the starters. And this may be an opportunity for him to kick a door down, to go get another job somewhere. This works no matter what happens as far as the Rams are concerned. If what I just described happens and he does get another starting job somewhere else, Rams get a draft pick. Cost him a little bit of money and a lot of energy to get him back in here, but you get a draft pick. And if no one says, you know what, bad guy, toxic personality, don't want to do it, the Rams have a backup quarterback potentially that is far better than what they have. And don't discount that, right? We've talked about this. Let's say instead of the Rams being 4-9, they were 9-4, okay? And they're competing for a playoff spot. And now Matthew Stafford goes down and he's got a neck contusion and he's going to be out for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, or whatever it is, but there's a good chance that he can come back and play in the playoffs. Wouldn't you rather have Baker Mayfield trying to keep you alive than have Bryce Perkins do it or John Wolford do it? Of course you would. And that's what the Rams discovered last night, that this is a guy that brings buzz, energy, bounce, whatever you want, and a guy that can play NFL football at some level. I'm not saying that this is the second coming of a quarterback controversy. Nothing like that. What I'm saying is he runs out on the field and everybody's like, all right, we can still win. John Wolford comes into the game, and you're like, well, maybe we can win. Bryce Perkins comes into the game, well, everything has to go exactly right for us to win. Mayfield comes in, yeah, we can win this game. He made some throws last night that were unreal. He made some throws that were terrible. What's this going to look like on Monday, week 15, week from Monday, against the Packers? It's going to look better. What's it going to look like a week after that against the Broncos on Christmas Day? You would presume it's going to look better. This is great news for the energy in the building. It's great news for Sean McVay. It's great news for Baker Mayfield. It's great news for everybody not named Wolford or Perkins, right? Those are the only two guys in that building that are thinking of this going, well, this isn't great for me. It's great for everybody else. And give him all the credit in the world for going out there and doing what he did, because it was an incredible performance with zero preparation. And this doesn't happen in the NFL. You do not throw a guy out there. I guarantee you, Baker Mayfield does not know 10 guys' name in that locker room by their face. He knows if you said, oh, hey, is that Tremaine Ancrum? Oh, yeah, sure. But if you just said, what's that guy's name? He's not telling you that it's AJ or Curry. He doesn't know that dude, right? And he won a game with a 98-yard drive, with a minute and 38 to go, with no timeouts. Now, the Raiders, they contributed this to as well. And that's what I want to get into next, because the Raiders raidered it up. That as great as that final drive was, they needed a little help along the way. And you really can't ask for more help than the Raiders doing what the Raiders do. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. But not before we talk about Prize Picks, right? Have you done it yet? So much fun. Here's how you do it. You pick between 2 to 5 players. And if they go more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win 10 times your money on any entry. So you say, Drive, what does that mean? What that means is you look at the projections. Let's say, for instance, Patrick Mahomes. Do you think he's going to get more or less than the 320 passing yards that's been projected? Do you think that Derrick Henry is going to get more or less than the projected 85 yards? These are just examples for you along the way. You make your call. You get it right. Up to 10 times your money. No competing against a million other guys, just you against the projections. Prize Picks offers projections in any sport that you like: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, you name it. That you like cricket, they got cricket. Oh, no, I'm a Euro basketball guy. They have Euro basketball. It's safe and it's fast to withdraw your money. Download the Prize Picks app. Go to prizepicks.com to sign up for daily fantasy sports. And first time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. If you deposit 100, Prize Picks will give you 100. If you deposit 50, Prize Picks will give you 50. So don't forget to enter that promo code Locked On at sign up for an instant deposit match of up to $100. All right. Thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcast. So let's talk specifically about that final drive. Here's what had to happen for them to win that game. Like I mentioned, I think the Raiders, according to those win probability, had like a 98% chance of winning that game in the fourth quarter. The Rams had to score. First of all, they get down, they convert a fourth down to get their first down or first touchdown of the night. Cam Akers from 1 yard away after the first down, but you had to convert on a fourth down to get it done. Now you have to get a stop. You have to use your timeouts to get that stop. They get the Raiders run a play on second down that gets them to 3rd and 1 at about midfield. Josh McDaniels obviously calls a running play, as you should, because you want the clock to run. You got Josh Jacobs. The Rams stuff it. He doesn't get it. Now they got to punt the ball away. They still have a 6-point lead, 16-10. And the Raiders punter hits a beauty. He hits it. The ball takes a great Raider bounce. It lands at about the 20 and rolls to the 2-yard line, takes some more time off the clock. And now the Rams have to go 98 yards with a minute and 38 seconds left. No timeouts with a quarterback that doesn't know the name of his teammates because he's been there for 4 seconds. Okay. It's a pretty good situation. They're in their own end zone. First play, a little out to Tutu Atwell. Bad throw. Doesn't work. Nicely defended. The Rams come back with literally the exact same play, and Mayfield throws a strike. Atwell, who we'll talk about next week, was terrific, makes a play out of bounds. Now we're out of our own end zone. Now we run another play, pass interference. Now we're going to move it up a little further. Now fast forward a little bit later on the strike. Keep in mind, the clock is running. There are no timeouts. We're already under the 2-minute warning. And Max Crosby, who was terrorizing the Rams all night long, he sacks Baker Mayfield. It's basically the game. The game is now going to be over because you got to reset everything. The clock is running. You can't stop it. No timeouts. And as Baker Mayfield's getting up off the ground, Raider Jerry Tillery slaps the ball out of his hand. For no, Mayfield wasn't taunting him, nothing. He's just trying to get up, and he happened to have the ball in his hands. Tillery knocks it out. Clock stops. Personal foul. Move it up 15 more yards. They just gave the Rams about 40 yards of field position, 2 clock stoppages, for nothing, a PI that you did. Let him catch the ball. Doesn't matter. You're not trying to prevent him from getting to the 20. You're trying to prevent the clock from stopping. You're trying to prevent them from getting 3 yards with no time coming off the clock. Back-to-back penalties, a bad PI decision, not a bad call, just a bad play by the defensive player. And then Jerry Tillery picks up about as stupid of a defensive penalty, a personal foul as you can, because when that happened, you're like, you know what? They got a chance. Not a good chance, but they got a chance, because now we're basically at midfield. We got about 35, 40 seconds left. Now I have to make another play, which they do. Ben Skowronek, 7 catches last night. Up and over 2 defenders, an unbelievable catch. Ben Skowronek, not Cooper Kupp, not Allen Robinson. Those guys aren't playing the rest of the year. Up and over a couple of defenders. He makes the catch, and now 15 seconds. We can take a look in the end zone, probably twice, maybe 3 times. We'll see what happens. And the Raiders go press man on the outside, 1-on-1. Baker Mayfield in his press conference out goes, I came to the line of scrims. I was shocked. I had no idea why they were doing that. Jefferson sees it. Mayfield sees it. He's on a go down the left rail. Boom, over the top of the defender. The only thing you can't do is let somebody get behind you. What happens? Jefferson gets behind. 23-yard touchdown. Place goes crazy. Win of the season. 6-game losing streak is over. Baker Mayfield creates a moment in a Rams uniform in about 3 hours that a lot of players go their careers and never are able to do. The Rams win a game, and now they got life going into the last quarter or so of the season. Just an amazing turn of events, a great game in a season that has had no highlights, an extraordinary performance from the Rams, from the Baker Mayfield debut, and they got a little help, maybe more than a little, maybe a lot, maybe more than a lot of help from the Las Vegas Raiders who, well, they're the Las Vegas Raiders. That's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Rams. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back on Monday with more Locked On Rams. Thanks for making us your first listen. Now click out and check out the Locked On Sports Today pod. The biggest stories of the day, instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. It's available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.